Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
In our fight to protect innocent human life, it's vital that we have a sense of history which defines what our work means today. As we mark the 39th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, I want to dig back in the archives and look back at an exposé that was originally published in the L.A. Times in September 2005. The piece appeared shortly after Justice Harry Blackmun's papers were made public. In Roe ruling, more than its author intended, Times Supreme Court reporter David Savage asserted that Justice Blackmun, who wrote the Roe opinion for the majority, never intended for it to be as broad as it came to be. Savage studied Justice Blackmun's papers to find the story behind the Roe v. Wade decision. He notes at the beginning that Justice Blackmun wrote a press release to accompany the decision, but the release was never issued. Blackmun wrote that he feared, quote, what the headlines may be, and the statement emphasized that the court was not giving women an absolute right to abortion, nor was it saying that the Constitution compels abortion on demand. Savage writes what we all know to be true. In reality, the court did just that. He continues by observing that, quote, Blackmun had said that abortion must be left to the medical judgment of the pregnant woman's attending physician. So long as doctors were willing to perform abortions, and clinics soon opened solely to do so, the court's ruling said they could not be restricted from doing so, at least through the first 6 months of pregnancy. But, Savage writes, the most important sentence appears not in Roe v. Wade, but in its companion decision of Doe v. Bolton, handed down the same day. In deciding whether an abortion is necessary, Blackmun wrote, doctors may consider all factors, physical, emotional, psychological, familial, and the woman's age, relevant to the well-being of the patient. It soon became clear that if a patient's emotional well-being was reason enough to justify an abortion, then any abortion could be justified. Later in the story, Savage related the political and legal climate surrounding the issue of abortion. He noted that there were a number of states that had modified their laws regarding abortion. Roe v. Wade originated from a court case stemming from the Texas law regarding abortion. He commented that at that time, Texas and 30 other states had laws dating from the 19th century that made abortion a crime unless it was performed to save the mother's life. Savage writes that Georgia, like California, had revised its laws in the late 1960s to permit abortion in specific circumstances. If the mother's health was endangered, if the pregnancy was caused by rape, or if the fetus had a severe defect. In the court's first private conference on the issue, Justice Blackmun described Georgia's law as a fine statute that strikes a balance that is fair. Yet a year later, he wrote an opinion for the court that struck down all of the nation's abortion laws. Equally important, his opinion made virtually all abortions legal as a matter of a constitutional right. David Savage characterized the scope of Roe v. Wade in depth, something we don't often see in the news media. The piece clearly outlines the legal and social ramifications of Roe and just how expansive the ruling was. Whether this was Justice Blackmun's intention or not, in the ensuing years, he had several opportunities to narrow the scope of the ruling and persuade his colleagues to do the same. Instead, Justice Blackmun argued that the scope of Roe be upheld. We'll be looking back at David Savage's article all week, and I hope you'll join me for our discussion. I also encourage you to visit prolifeperspective.com, where you will find links to David Savage's article, as well as others exploring Justice Blackmun's papers.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.